you guys get to join us for one of our things that we do well here, which is Rhetoric of Pop. And Rhetoric of Pop is where we take one of the Billboard Hot 100 songs and give it a rhetorical analysis. And the reason behind this is because we think that there's an argument in everything, and that includes pop culture, and that includes popular music. And this week, we are going to listen to Rihanna's new hit single, Work, off her latest album, featuring Aubrey Drake Graham, this little Canadian up-and-comer.
Jimmy from Degrassi.
Yeah, you might know him from his work. But okay, so this is Rihanna, and we will talk about it after the break.
Nobody text me in a crisis. I believe that all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my visions. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had, something that you never seen, something that you never been. But I wake up and everything's wrong. Just get ready for work, work, work. You see me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work, 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 work. Da, 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 da. When you walk out, da, 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 da. Before the table, turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I would never, no, never neglect you. Against you, I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel why, 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 why. It's me, I feel why, 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 why. You see me do my da, 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 da. So me by that why, 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 why. When you walk out, la, 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 la. I'm in the car from my ta, 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 ta.
Yeah. To get done, 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 done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got trying to end me off, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It's in me, I feel work, 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 work. You see me do my da, 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 da. So me better why, 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 why. When you walk out, la, 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 la. I'm in the car from my tur, 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 tur.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Skrull Nation.
Third time's a charm.
Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul. That was Rihanna,
mm-hmm.
Work featuring Drake.
Yeah.
This is the Rhetoric of Pop.
Drizzy.
Oh, wow. Look at you dropping the nicknames. The reason that we do Rhetoric of Pop is because there's...
R.O.P.
Are we doing that now? Are we do?
I don't know. I thought of it before and I was like, I just want to say R.O.P. R.O.P.
Okay. I'm proud of you for that.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you. But there's an argument in everything, including Rihanna's number one hit singles.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to get to the root of that.
Yeah. So what is Rihanna's argument? I'm going to be honest. I'm having a little trouble figuring it out. She's got a lot of not real words.
Yeah. It's slang. Slang.
Well, she's from Jamaican patois.
Yeah. She's actually from Barbados. But Caribbean, if you will.
What does work mean in this song?
I think it changes its meaning. The word work, I think, changes its meaning a couple of times. I think the overall gist of the argument is it's kind of like it's a classic like quarreling lovers type. Did I say that word right?
Quarreling
lovers. And I think they're both arguing. So I think if you want to talk about intended audiences to it, I think that they're arguing with each other.
Okay.
So Rihanna's intended audience is Drake and Drake's intended audience is Rihanna.
Okay.
And
what are they arguing about? Does she work too much? That's kind of what I'm getting.
Okay,
from the
so
first.
I can speak more to Drake's side of things because he and I are good friends. So in the second line of his verse, he says, "You need to get done at work, come over."
Mm-hmm.
And I think for him, his verse kind of.
That's what makes me think it's she's working too much.
We just need to slow the motion, it's going too fast, or, you know, long distance, I need you. For Drake, it feels like she's not around enough. Things are kind of blowing by his face, and he just wants to pause it and slow it down and spend more time with her.
What does "he said me halfy" mean?
I don't know. That's slang. I don't know.
I'm like losing it.
I also don't know if it could be inappropriate for 11 o'clock in the morning. So we won't dig too deep in that.
I'm assuming halfy means like have to or something like that. Like just,
he said,
He
said, "I have to work.
As a, you know, white male in my mid 40s, I'm pretty down with
Caribbean.
Yeah, we can see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think I like your point about the audience because I think that's an interesting way that a duet can work. The singers can sing to each other in ways that an individual singer
can't do by himself.
Yeah, you don't know much about. You could assume it's a jilted lover or whatever. Or whoever, but I feel like that's an interesting point about how the way they sing back to each other. And because they're using the second person you, I think that's pretty much established. Sure. Yeah.
Kate, did you find some info?
I thought I did, but now I'm
researching live here.
I think the consensus is that it is have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I got some conflicting stuff and I got really excited about it for a second. But
nobody touch me. You know, righteous. What?
Okay. I think we're spending too much time on the
specific words.
The specific words, because she is from another country, so she has a different way of speaking.
But I want to know it, and I feel like it's not accessible to me.
So maybe like room for improvement. You know, Rihanna, you know this is going to be an American hit.
You know this is going to be number one on the Billboard.
We need to understand the slang better.
You know,
or maybe that's just a you problem.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm not down with Rihanna.
That was really rude when I said that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm not offended.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I agree it's established that they're having a conflict and he's responding to her and he even says that they need to get face to face, pick a time and place.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you could just use that for like a writing center ad right there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Ooh. So, but I think really at the end of the day, what was interesting to me about this song is that when I'm hearing work and I'm hearing Rihanna and Drake, I'm thinking, oh, this is like going to be a sexually laced song. I was thinking the word work meant like getting jiggy with it.
Wow, I did not think that at all.
And then I heard it, and I was like, that is not what it is about at all. It's an emotional. It's about emotions. It's about
work. I think it's literally, like, too much work, not enough together time.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Stressful.
Like, literal career.
They're both stressed out. Yeah, they're both stressed out. And you can see Drake is stressed out. Drake is trying to show Rihanna that he's stressed out with, like, sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got people trying to end me. Oh, I spilled all my emotions tonight. I'm sorry. Is, you know, could be a reference to his notorious beef with Meek Mill over the summer. But just this idea that, you know, he's got people coming for him, either literally like to hurt him or metaphorically like trying to end his career.
Well, I like that Drake is like conceding and he's like, yo, I'm sorry for, you know, not showing my face to you or whatever. Cause she straight up says, you know, I dealt with you the nicest, but you took my heart and my keys and my patience. You took my heart on my sleeve for decoration.
Mm-hmm.
Drizzy's not doing her right.
Mm-mm. He's sorry about it. He's sorry about it. But I think there's times too. I think Rihanna also understands that she's not necessarily the best here either.
Yeah. Is the he see me do me dirt, meaning like in a relationship you see all sides of someone, like you see like the good and the bad.
Yeah. Doing me dirty is kind of like a way to say like
it's a betrayal.
Doing you wrong, doing you. Yeah.
But is there more like he sees me do things that are not
are
less than perfect.
Yes.
I think that this is a good example of where art is harder sometimes to interpret than other genres of of explanation, because I do not know what the argument is of this song. I'm not sure that's a bad thing, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It almost seems like Drake here wants all of the rewards of Rihanna working real hard, but then also wants to spend a lot of time with her, and she's frustrated.
He wants to have his cake and eat it,
too. Yeah, he's frustrated, or she's frustrated, because she's like, I gotta work, but you also want to spend time with me. Don't touch me.
Sure.
I love that conclusion.
All right.
Don't touch me.
That was interesting. I think a song is a lot more layered than it could come off by just bumping it in a top 40 radio station. So think about that the next time you put on Power 92.5. Is that what it is around here?
No idea.
Real quick before we end the show, I hope we did not forget about America's favorite game show segment, Word of the Day.
It's all I've been thinking about.
Where we guess a rare or uncommon word, because
words are the currency of life.
There we go. Mm-hmm. There we go. So the word of the day is Mund. We know it's a noun. We know it comes from Germanic origin.
Quite possibly an abbreviation for Monday.
Yeah.
I'm almost sure it's not.
We know the hint number one that we got is guidance.
And
I'll give you a quick hint before we guess some answers. There's usually two of them.
Two Munds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kate.
Flom Derek.
Yes. Which, your quick guess.
Man.
Two of them.
I just keep going back to mounds, and I know that's not a thing.
Unless it's a fun size, there's often two mounds in a package.
Guidance.
Oh, you're talking about the candy.
Yes.
Oh. I think it means parents.
Oh, stop.
Guidance, and there's usually two of them.
Uh-huh. Well, is it a topical word?
So, Lori Dietz, one of the directors at the Writing Center, her guess, she didn't really guess, I think she knows the answer to the question, because she said, could one say that Tyrion Lannister was the Mund of the King?
That does not help me. I watched one episode.
I think she just did. Yes, you can say it.
Oh, sure. So that almost feels like a hint in itself.
Yeah. Oh, the father of the king?
Brother
of the king.
Hint for
me.
No,
he's the uncle of the king.
I have no idea who these people are.
Game of Thrones.
Oh,
guess.
I see.
Kate Harington.
Parent was a really good one. Leaders. That's a bad one.
Singers in a duet.
I'm going to guess. Twin.
But it can't be.
A twin.
Twin's good.
Robert wouldn't give us parenting as the word for parenting.
Who guessed episode. Parent? Was it you guessed parent? Who guessed parent?
Yeah, I did.
It's parent or guardian is a Mund. So
a
you
parent
are both
or guardian.
You're a Mund and you're a Mund.
Man.
But we're not.
We had
Munds
two Munds.
Together.
No. But we had two Munds on the show.
Yeah.
And we talked about being a Mund.
We'd be Munding differently. But we have to Mund. We have a Mund.
Yes. Okay, so
we happy Mund.
So I'm going to wrap the show up how we always wrap the show up, which is I'm going to say, this is Spin Scrawl Radio reminding you to, and then we're all going to say, put it in writing.
It's best to go slow.
So
we say it all together.
This has been Scrawl Radio reminding you to
put it in writing.